New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, welcome to Birdland Today, where we're going to talk all things Baltimore Orioles every day. Now, the show officially starts on Monday. This is another early show, another pre-release, another show I am not counting as an official show. There was no intro music to this. There was no, now you're listening to Birdland Today or whatever the intro is going to be, because that's not finished yet, and this is an unofficial show. Take that as you want. The show officially starts on Monday. The 10th, I believe. No, tomorrow. Today's the 10th. So that would be the 13th. The show is going to officially start on January 13th, but I wanted to get a few things under on the mic this week while I'm thinking. So yesterday we talked about the promotional schedule, and today I want to talk about Brian Mattis, because he was 37 years old when he passed a few days ago. And if you're a long-term Oriole fan, even if you're not that long-term Oriole fan, but if you are a fan from the past 15 years, Brian Mattis was a better guy than his numbers show, a better pitcher, a better part of this team. And I want to dig into that because I want to always have a good memory of Brian Mattis, no matter what all the numbers say. So, that's what we're going to get in today. Remember, subscribe, share the podcast, let everyone know so that Monday, when the show kicks off for real, we have this great little launch. Plus, hey, the Orioles aren't doing much. We've got plenty to break down, though. The spring training, I should look that up. I think spring training starts in about a month. So that'll give us plenty of time to break down the roster and get ready and look at the battles. There's plenty of baseball to start talking about. Starting on Monday. Today we're going to talk about Brian Mattis, and then I want to talk a little bit about Corbin Burnes. So this is going to be a little pitcher-centric Friday for you. All right, so the best place to start with Brian Mattis is when he was drafted. He was drafted in 2008. He was the fourth pick in the first round, if I got that right, the fourth overall pick. He's supposed to be a big deal. He was part of what we used to refer to as the Cavalry, this group of pitchers that was going to bring the Orioles back from the crap of 14 years of losing, from the crap of this team sucks. We've got Brian Mattis, this guy touted as he could win a Cy Young. He's got the right stuff. He's got a smooth delivery. He's got this nasty changeup. They're saying he is ready straight out of college. And he was. I mean, we drafted him in 2008. He made his first appearance with the Baltimore Orioles at the age of 22 in 2009. He had a 0.7 war that year, only showed up in 8 games, but he got 8 starts, pitched 44 innings, and put up a 4.63 ERA, 5-2 count. This is 2009. Guys, go back with me. The Orioles were really bad in 2009. They were bad. This is pre even Section 336. We started a few years after this. The Orioles were bad, but Brian Mattis was a bright spot. Like, we had no chance of winning. That's why we got the fourth overall pick. So, all right, so Mattis gets caught up in 2009, and he looks like he could be the ace. But then things play out. And unfortunately, he got hurt multiple times. In 2011, he had an intercostal strain, and it seemed like he could never come back from that. In 2011, he put up a 10.69 ERA. His time as a closer was done. Injuries killed him. And that seems to be the name of Orioles starting pitching. Injuries, 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 and how you bounce back. But that wasn't the end of Brian Mattis as an Oriole. Brian Mattis got moved in 2013. So he came back from the injury 2012. He did fine. He put up a 4.87 ERA. But we moved him to the bullpen. And he, let's just say he shined in the bullpen. As this left-handed specialist, He was excellent. He put up a 3.53 ERA that year. If you go back and look at him and David Ortiz, that's what everyone's talking about, because he was, you talk about a left-handed specialist. Forget about a left-handed specialist. He was a David Ortiz specialist. Nobody had David Ortiz's number like Brian Mattis. Where, let's be real, 2012 is when we got to the postseason. 2012 is when Buck Showalter led the Orioles to the postseason. It's the pictures you see of Nick Markakis looking at the out-of-town scoreboard like, this is unbelievable, this happened. I can't believe it happened. Brian Mattis put up a 1.35 ERA in 18 relief outings that year. He pitched a 2.08 ERA in five games of the divisional series that year against the Yankees. Now, we ended up running into the Royals. The Royals were hot, and it didn't work out that year. But Brian Mattis was a huge part of that team. So we have to always remember that about Brian Mattis. As far as David Ortiz, here's the stat I was looking for. David Ortiz has faced him 29 times. How many hits do you think he has off David Ortiz? David Ortiz has off Brian Mattis? I'll give you an answer. He's got 13 strikeouts. 13 times out of 29 times, he struck out. How many times did he actually hit the ball and get a hit against Brian Mattis? 29 at-bats? 4. He has a 1.38 batting average against Brian Mattis. So, good memories about Brian Mattis. I always want to remember Brian Mattis in that positive way. His career ended in Baltimore in 2016 when he put up a 12 ERA over 7 games, and then we traded him to the Braves on May 23rd, and then Atlanta released him, and then the Cubs signed him. You can see he got these chances. He then got a chance with the Diamondbacks. He was in their Triple A. I don't think he ever got the call up, but he was there. Then he went down and played in Mexico with the I don't remember the team there. And then he came and played on the Long Island Ducks for independent baseball. The guy had a long career in baseball. Unfortunately, we all expected Cy Young. But again, Brian Mattis, 37, is way too young to die. That's sad. It's sad no matter what, simply because of the age. But the fact that he was this like specialist in our bullpen and made a statement that you knew if David Ortiz was going to the plate, Buck was calling Brian Mattis, and it was we were getting out of the inning. That was something special to watch. He did have the issue back in 2013 where there was some pine tar on his arm, and he got ejected, and I think he got like a 5, 6, 7, 8 game suspension. So that was unfortunate. But that was also that time where they were like starting to figure out about sticky stuff in pitchers and trying to crack down on some of that. So don't think of Brian Mattis as the failed starter, because that's a disappointment. But you got to look at those bullpen years. You got to look at that 2012 to 2014 when he helped the Orioles get in the playoffs, when he pitched well in the playoffs. And that's the memory of Brian Mattis. Baseball is really tough. It's hard. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. But there were glimpses where Brian Mattis truly was the best pitcher on the Baltimore Orioles. And I'll always remember him that way. Now let's take a break here. And then I want to talk about Corbin Burns' decision to not return to the Orioles.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
All right. Welcome back to Birdland Today. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for helping me work my way out on these practice shows before the real show starts on Monday. I want to talk about Corbin Burns' decision, because for months, I was certain that Corbin Burns was coming back to Baltimore because it was the only thing that made sense. The Orioles were going to pay him a ton of money because he earned it. They were just playing that game where you wait to see what everyone else is paying, and then you go in and be like, all right, we'll match it. Here you go. You forced our hand. We needed Corbin Burns. But the personal side, life, got to Corbin Burns. The thing that we hear about all the time about these hometown discounts and how there's more to sports than money. Well, we say that all the time, but then constantly we see players sign for the biggest contract and not necessarily what works best for their family. You don't see hometown discounts in real life. Fans want them. Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks got a hometown discount for Corbin Burns. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because he wanted to be home. Corbin Burns has three kids. He built a home in Scottsdale 2 years ago. It looks like a beautiful home, 6-bedroom, 5-bath. I mean, it was his dream house. He's been sitting there all off season. He's got his kids, his wife. They're there. He is, 32 years old? 31 years old? A young guy, young family. I've been there. We've all made those decisions. We've made decisions personally where it's like, well, I know I can make a lot more money doing this, but I don't want to sit in that traffic because I want to be home with my kids. That was part of my decision to move to Florida, was I wanted to be able to get home from work at a decent time and not sit in DC traffic because I wanted more time around my kids, especially when they were young. And Corbin Burns got to the point where he could declare that, where he could say, you know what? Call up the Diamondbacks because my home is here. Their team, the Diamondbacks, are here. Their spring training is within driving distance from my home. I can just live at home all year. I can travel 81 times a year instead of 162. I don't need to rent a condo in another city and be away from my family. And he took, $50 million less. Does $50 million really matter once you pass a certain threshold? I'm sure it does. I mean, more money is always better. But does it? If you're at that point, once you pass $200 million, aren't you just living off interest rates anyway? Aren't you just have that money in the bank and you're living day to day, especially if you're the type of guy, like it seems like Corbin Burns is, where he cares more about his family than material things and money? It kills me because it makes so much sense. I can't complain. I can't complain about Corbin Burns not coming to Baltimore, because if I was Corbin Burns, I would have made the same exact decision. Now, Mike Elias, you should have known this. You should have seen this coming. You should have known Corbin's desire to stay in Arizona. You should have known this. You should have known this and had this worked out before January, because there were other pitchers available. Now, you still have a chance to surprise me. We've got Jack Flaherty out there. We've got Sasaki out there. We've got those two guys we could bring in, and I'll accept, okay, yeah, you went and got an ace. Though, those guys aren't Corbin Burns. But again, you should have known this. What frustrates me about the Corbin Burns move is not Corbin Burns. It's not the fact that Corbin Burns signed to Arizona. It's not the fact that he didn't come to Baltimore. I'm all for Corbin Burnes. He was a great member of the Orioles last year. I loved Corbin Burnes in Baltimore. I was really excited for that long-term contract. I was going to go buy a Burnes jersey. He's my guy. But you know what? I can't be mad at him. I am frustrated at Mike Elias because the Orioles, come on, but we all spend all of our money on the Orioles. And your job is to know this stuff. Your job is to know where Corbin Burnes wants to play. Your job is to know what the percentage chance is that we can actually sign Corbin Burnes. And you failed. And I don't mind the Charlie Morton signing. I like Charlie Morton. He is an inning eater. He is a veteran with a history of winning. That is great for our young pitchers to be around. I like the Charlie Morton signing. I like it better than Verlander. If I had to choose Morton or Verlander, I would have chosen Morton. So I like that move. But it's not a Corbin Burnes replacement. It was never set up to be a Corbin Burnes replacement. If you would have signed an ace and Charlie Morton, man, would we be excited going into the spring training in a month. Instead, I still am completely confident in this team. I still think this team can make the postseason and get hot because that's what it is about in baseball. You get to the postseason, hottest team wins. I think the Orioles still have a chance to do that. I am really excited about the offense on this team. I am excited about our bullpen. I am really excited about the defense on this team. There are young guys on this team that we're going to talk about over the next couple weeks, like Westberg, Gunner, Adley, Holiday, Kerstead, Kowser, Mountcastle. There's guys on this team to be excited about. And those are guys currently on the team. There's still some guys in the minors to come up to get excited about. We'll talk about them in the next couple weeks. But Mike Elias failed. He failed by not re-signing Corbin Burnes. And he failed even bigger by not knowing that he wasn't going to be able to get Burnes. That's my frustration, not Corbin Burnes. So anyway, guys, thanks for giving this a follow. Next show's the real show, Monday. Make sure you tune in. We'll have a little intro music, I think, and we'll roll everything like it's a real show. So tune in for episode 1 this coming Monday of Birdland Today.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.